This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 25th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm, pleasant evening across Israel. Expect clear skies in Jerusalem, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. Cooler temperatures prevail in Haifa, making it a perfect night to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports that former President Trump stated Iran is serious, but not ready for a deal. This follows reports of secret attacks on Bahrain and Kuwait from Iran earlier today. Also, Ynet notes that U.S. intelligence believes Iran's Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei is pursuing a nuclear warhead. This development was reported earlier today. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports settlers have rampaged across the West Bank. This comes amid the burial of a civil security officer shot by a Palestinian earlier today. Separately, Forward highlights Germany's consideration of criminalizing the denial of Israel's right to exist. This proposal has sparked concern among American free speech advocates. And finally, from JTA, in Israel's scorching summer, schools are out, surf's up, but fears of war returning are increasing. This follows recent Iranian targeting of multiple Middle East countries. Reaction has been swift on social media. Arsen Ostrovsky, a human rights lawyer, shared heartbreaking testimony from the Royal Commission on Antisemitism in Australia. Just minutes ago, he recounted an MP's son asking if they are safe after an incident in Bondi. The IL Red Alert account reported that Venezuela announced its withdrawal from the International Criminal Court less than an hour ago. The move follows allegations of crimes against humanity under Nicolas Maduro's government. Meanwhile, I24NEWS recently posted that the U.S. State Department frequently engages in conversations with Israeli partners. This dialogue focuses on addressing Israel's security concerns in Syria. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Trump statement on Iran, Israel Hayom highlights how tensions increase with secretive military actions by Bahrain and Kuwait against Iran. The U.S. Embassy in Israel warns its citizens to prepare for potential airspace closure. This could impact travel and security in the region. Turning to Iran's nuclear ambitions, Ynet reports the Supreme Leader's pursuit of a nuclear warhead poses a significant challenge for regional stability. The U.S. intelligence assessment adds pressure on international diplomatic efforts. The potential for an arms race looms large. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel covers the unrest in the West Bank. Settlers attacked over a dozen villages amid the burial of a security officer. The slain officer's father calls for new settlements in Gaza and Lebanon. This escalation could further strain relations between communities. On the diplomatic front, the potential German law could set a precedent. Forward reports that criminalizing the denial of Israel's right to exist might influence similar discussions in the U.S. The debate raises questions about balancing free speech with combating antisemitism. And finally, JTA portrays a tense summer in Israel. Despite school holidays and leisure activities, fears of conflict resurface. With Iran's recent actions, the specter of war hangs over the region, affecting daily life and security perceptions. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports AI is reshaping big tech companies into infrastructure giants. This transformation involves massive investments in data centers and AI infrastructure by firms like Microsoft and Amazon. The shift prompts investors to rethink their strategies. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a confrontation over the lack of a CEO for a government ministry. The Government Companies Authority and Cross Israel are at odds over the delayed appointment, raising concerns about governance. And finally, from Globes, uncertainty surrounds Israel's gas export policy. Although the Dayan Committee released interim conclusions last April, a final report is still pending. This uncertainty complicates potential billion-dollar deals in the energy sector. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.